What's up, guys? Today we're going to recap on the Cowboys versus Texans. Now, I'm a big Texans fan, and I saw that game, and I saw it for what it was, and what it was a great shit show. The reason that I said it is because the Texans had the game. Like, I turned it on. I didn't catch it when it started. I turned it on, and then they were winning, and then we're like, okay, wow, we didn't expect them to be winning off the bat, right? And then we saw it, and they held the whole game, and then right then and there, boom, they just crumbled when it was the fourth quarter, because once they didn't score that score, it was downhill, and guess what? We lost. But you know what? I'm proud of my boys, even though what season what it was, because it gives me promise, gives me hope for the season, for the next season, because at the end of the day, David Mills, he's not the answer we're looking for. You know, we thought it was Deshaun Watson, but the allegations, and then next thing you know, he decides to leave. He could have stayed with the allegations. That's fine. Just play through the stuff he got going on. But when you want to leave. So, just like Jim Harden. But we're not talking about him, because I don't like him. It's funny because he played in Houston that Monday. That Sunday, Deshaun Watson played. Beat us. Played against Harden on Monday. We beat him. So, you know, we take our losses like a champ and wins. But you know what? It is what it is. But I would say, if you can always beat your rivals, it's a good season no matter what season you have, because you beat somebody you don't like. But we couldn't do that. We lost by, I think, seven points. So, but then again, we were also watching the Steelers game, and that was a shit show too. And my cousin, he's a big Steelers fan, so he knew a shit show when he saw a shit show over his favorite team. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to shirk on nothing. It was a great Sunday because my boys almost won. But you know what? It would have been nice to gloat to my brother-in-law, but we couldn't do that. But hey, I can say, hey, it was close game. But a loss is a loss, and I can't complain. So, but yeah, guys, let me know in the comments below. Or not comments, but let me know if you have any thoughts. I don't know. I'm treating it like a YouTube video, but it's not. But hopefully your team won today and made you proud, because honestly, like, there were some takeaways and there were some things we could comment on, but overall we gave them a run for their money, but almost took the money and went home with it. So I guess I can't complain. It just David Mills, not the answer. Kyle, whatever his last name is, the second string, not the answer too, and our third string is the answer. So, you know, it just, I think, like, to be honest with you, I think the Texans have a solid team, and they need a quarterback, because in history, we have gone so many quarterbacks in the time I've been seeing the Texans, between David Carr, Matt Shaw, Osweiler, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But don't get me wrong, the years we had the other quarterbacks in the past, they did have their moments. They did have the time to shine, but they just couldn't feel that years to come role. So, but like I said, I did see we split screen the Steelers versus the Ravens, and Trubisky is not their answer to, you know. I know I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm not a Steelers fan. But I know a good quarterback when I see one. And Mills, no. Kyle, no. The third string, yes. I forget his name, but third string, yes. Trubisky, no. And the first string, yes. But he got injured, so it is what it is. But you know what? We have to look to the future. You know, the future's bright. Because we have a good team, we don't have a good quarterback. Once we figure out that role, you know, I think we're the ones that are going to come. And you know what? I'm a Dynamos fan, just saying. And our year wasn't another year. So I know what to expect, because everybody, even the organization, like they speak highly of what's to come. So Dynamos are better off with next season. And I'm kind of not scared, but I'm optimistic to see what the Texans are going to bring next year, because we're in a battle for last place. I think the last place gets the first pick, And it could be against the Raiders or us, but I think it's going to be us. So, you know, we just got to hope, you know, the future is looking good. And then get through the rest of the season with some kind of wins or some kind of good foot forward. And then Super Bowl. And then the offseason, everybody gets relaxed. Look at the contracts. Who will want to leave, keep. And boom. And then another season to come. So, anyways. Like I said, hopefully your team did do good. Did win. Make you proud. Because right now, honestly, you know, with soccer, talking of the NMLS, we have the World Cup, and a lot of things have gone wrong with that either. I mean, a lot of shockers have gone on with that. So I'm not going to say it was a bad thing. It was a bad season for those, or a bad World Cup for those teams. It's just Morocco, France, Argentina, and Croatia. They got there, but it wasn't easy, and it was a very, very much a shocker to get those there. And if you don't know, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina, if you heard that or if you know that, which hopefully you do. They beat them. They gave their players literally Rolls Royces and a holiday, a national holiday for winning that. So, but imagine if they won, what would they get? They would probably get like a 747 private jet. So, but yeah, so it sucks. The World Cup is slowly ending. I think I don't know when the 18th is, but probably by next week, weekend, we'll know who actually wins it. And then what else? Soccer season is upon us in February, March, February, and then what else? Soccer season is in our 14th week. I think there's 18 weeks in football, almost ending, kind of crazy. For regular season on that, and then we got basketball. You know the Houston Rockets. There's been some games where they lose, right? But I'm gonna tell you, as a fan who doesn't really watch them, but knows of the games because I get alerts on their phone on my phone. They are a team that has special talent. They just need to learn how to work and work with that talent, because I think what kills them is their turnovers, their missed shots. Because I've noticed with the game I did watch or have watched. The Rockets are a 3-point team, and they're not making them, but at least they're trying. Cause you know that quote from Michael Jordan, or from Kobe Bryant, or whatever, one of those two, you'll miss 100% shots you don't take. So I like that. And there were some games where they're pretty much meant to lose, but they come up with the win, and you know what, they're pretty good. So, you know, I'll be honest with you, Houston is a two chip city with the Rockets. Back in the days, in the 90s, giving two championships. The Astros with the two chips and the Dynamo two chips. So, in the future, yeah, I hope the Texans can make another round of the playoffs, because over the years, they have. It just recently, they just not a team to mess with, because their organization kind of went down when Aaron Foster retired, Deshaun Watson. Had allegations. What else? They had Watt. DJ Watt go to shit. By that quit on us. You know, it is what it is. So I'm not, you know, to want to be like, I hope I see a Super Bowl before I die. No. I don't want that, because it might not ever come. But I just want us to be a playoff team again. It's all I want. So we'll see what happens. You know, I grew up a sports fan, and I have my ups on my teams and down my team. That's what happens when you're a sports fan. So we'll see. But overall, I enjoyed the game on today. There were some gains and there were some losses. That like there were some things you could take positive and things you could take negatively. But hey, we gave Cowboys a run for their money. So, but we just couldn't run with it. We got caught. So, yeah, guys. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Talking about today on Sunday. And hope you have a good night. And hope you stay blessed. Hope your team did you proud. Because my team did. Just couldn't come out with the win. So, I'm going to go. Peace out. Thanks.